Welcome to Life's a Draft, the podcast where the topics are wide open and always on fire.
Welcome to the first episode in season 9 of Life's a Draft. This is episode 81. On this podcast, we pick topics and draft our top choices. Fans vote for the winner, which determines the draft order for the next episode. You can follow the podcast on Instagram at Life's a Draft. On this episode, we will draft a new topic, get some cat facts with Catman, play a new game called Four Facts. But first, let me introduce who's with me here tonight. Softball and grass is almost over. Peyton had an inside-the-park home run last night, which was awesome to watch and see how excited she was. And the Skins hung in there with the Ravens to show everyone they aren't what they used to be. Times are good. Bomar is here.
Yeah, man. That's right. Commanders, Skins, whatever you want to call them nowadays, they're looking great. Peyton did have an awesome hit. You should have seen her face after she rolled all around to the bases. She was super excited. Ball went all the way to the fence. It's pretty sweet.
Nice. Still in a boot, no crutches, so we'll call that progress. Anyone got any Halloween costume ideas for this old man? Shine is here.
Yep, ditched the crutches, which was really what I wanted. Still got this boot on until Halloween, at least. Was feeling real good. Like last week, I was ready to ditch the boot myself, and then the last 2 days have been a reminder that there's two bones broken in my foot. I need to take it easy. Ready to draft some dogs.
Bow wow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. The J-Cat is definitely in the house. Bow wow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. The topic of the draft brings him to another day. J-Cat is here.
What's up, everybody? A little ode to Snoop Dogg on Dre Day from back when we were much younger people. Ready to get to it. I'm really excited about this draft. Anxious to find out how everybody did last season and all that good stuff. And just ready to roll, man. Here we go.
Went hiking all over northern Wisconsin, saw the fall colors, and turned on his heat for the first time. Catman is here.
Waited as long as I possibly could. Yesterday was the first day. Yeah, it's here. It's here. And then it's going to be 75 this weekend. So it makes perfect sense. Perfect. 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 Yep, ready to talk about some dags. Dags.
Grinding in Fortnite and going to middle school volleyball games. Birdo is here.
Yeah, I've been playing a lot of Fortnite. Kind of like a mindless thing to just do and squadding up with my boy, getting them victory royales.
Squadding up.
Bro squad for life.
Are we dropping in?
And I'm your host, Eric. The Philly season is over and the Eagles aren't doing much better. Looking forward to the upcoming holidays. That's about it. Please help promote us by getting some Life's a Draft merchandise on tpublic.com. They have all sorts of goods with our logo. The link is on our Facebook page, website, and at the top of the voting page. Wait for a tpublic sale and save some money. Help support the podcast and get some Life's a Draft swag
today.
With that being said, here are the results of the worst songs draft. In sixth place, Isabella C. said, I cannot stand the B-52s. Absolutely hate Love Shack with a passion, so I had to go with this team. However, the team with Friday by Rebecca Black was a close second. Birdo's team, Music to My Ears, 4.1% of the votes.
Hold on. The team name was Music to My Ears.
I know.
I hate those songs. I don't care if anyone else does. They're horrendous. They're ear bleeders.
There was a tie for fourth and fifth. The tiebreaker was broken. So in fifth place, Gina P. said, you've got a fast car I have never and will never listen to all the way through. And Chris K. said, I love the hater episodes. Just seeing these songs written down in one place makes me cringe. If I was offered $1 million to sit in a room for 24 hours with this playlist on repeat, I'd question my capability of winning. My team, Crazy Soul Card, is too sexy for Delilah. 9.5% of the votes. Fifth place. I knew I wasn't going to win. It was like teetering. Third, fourth, fifth were pretty close. So it is what it is. In fourth place, Adam W. said, no scrubs. and the facepalm emoji. Catman's team, skip all, 9.5% of the votes also. Fourth place.
Not last.
And no third scrubs place, here. The podium finishers for the season finale. Uncle Nick said, I despise Beyonce. How's that for a reason? And Chris E. said, your beautiful is awful. J-Cat's team, skip forward, 17.6% of the votes, third place.
Yeah.
First and second comes down to Shine and Bomar. In second place, Sandy F. said, they all stink. I literally like every song on Music to My Ears. And Victor B. said, what does the Fox say is hands down the most annoying and skippable song on any list? I could weigh it against the combination of the next six annoying songs and still skip it first. If I had a skip ratio of three skips and I had to listen to these songs in succession, I would skip it and save the other two in case it somehow appeared back in the queue. And Randy C. said, this is a pet peeve of mine. Overly repetitive songs like Surfing Bird by the Trash Man, instant irritation. Also songs that never end, like Hey Jude by the Beatles and Clapton's Layla. Somebody put a bullet in the song and put it out of its misery. Shine's team, Broken Records, 25.7% of the votes.
Hey, I'm going to take this as my highest finish with a music draft, and it's probably not even close. The fact that I at least know bad songs, apparently, according to our fellow listeners. Congratulations, Bomar. You, I think, have dominated this podcast now for quite a while.
I'd argue your third rounder carried you.
Why? Oh, what does the Fox say in Gummy Bear? Since they're, like I said, not real songs. They are songs. I get it. But if we were to draft a straight artist, I think this draft might have been a little bit different.
Definitely. But
it is what it is. Those are terrible songs.
No, I'm not hating. I'm just saying it's interesting because usually, like, you know, the first or second, right? That's a kind of a deep
cut
song, like a third rounder to kind of carry him through.
True. And in first place, Johnny G said, there was at least one song in all the other categories that I love and could not dismiss. Mark N said, everyone is a deal breaker. And Mike H said, this team of crap songs was actually used to protect the U.S. Embassy in Iran from suicide bombers. All these songs are played on a 24/7 loop outside the embassy, and any suicide bombers that get within hearing range pre-detonate. For reals, America. Bomar's team, what is this crap? 33.8% of the votes. First place.
Like Jason said, the last 2 years I've dominated this draft. Guys can't handle the man. And I'm assuming I took second year in a row. So
still to be announced.
Are we going to that next?
I have to tell you what we should have drafted first. We're going to wrap up the music draft.
Well, thank you, fans. Thank you, voters. Awesome.
I think this just proves that Bomar is like Joe America and Mr. Generic, Bobby Generic, because everyone votes for his teams. It is what it is. Bomar, you had four first place finishes this season, and I think only one sixth place finish. All right, here is what we should have drafted. The Eagles, Hotel California, I Might Be the Only One. The Proclaimers, I Would Walk 500 Miles. Incubus, Wish You Were Here. The Barney theme song, any theme song except Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Surfin' Bird by the Trash Man. Hey Jude by the Beatles. Layla, Eric Clapton. Give It Away, Red Hot Chili Peppers. The Best of You by the Foo Fighters. Every Picture Tells a Story, Rod Stewart. I Hate the Monster Mash, Bad Dracula Impersonation and Overall Total Cringe. We Are the World, Imagine Dragons, Radioactive. Creed, all of it. Three Doors Down, Kryptonite. Walker Hayes, Fancy Like. Anything by ABBA. Rick Astley, Never Gonna Give You Up. Rupert Holmes, Escape, the Pina Colada song.
No.
Proz, Ghetto Superstar. And Real American, Ever Since the Hulkster Turned Heel. Hashtag Shout Out Snowbird. Hashtag Pool Pants Bandit. Wiki Wiki Berber. Chris Stapleton, Tennessee Whiskey. Tub Thumping Chumbawamba. all Jessica Simpson songs, Girlfriend by Avril Lavigne, Bob Dylan is the worst too. Awful voice. Stone Sour, Through Glass, hate that song. Anything featuring Pitbull, he ruins everything. Lady Gaga, Love Game, Pharrell, Happy. That Chicken Noodle Soup song that came out about 10 years ago, didn't understand it then and still don't. Missy Elliott, Work It. Lil Wayne, 6 Foot, 7 Foot. The Cisco, The Thong Song. Freak Nasty, the Dip.
Ooh.
And One Team had Sexual Healing. Yes, very uncomfortable to listen to with people around. Like, work. But Afternoon Delight by the Starlight Vocal Band, just plain weird. Highway to Hell, AC/DC. My Sharona by The Knack. Cats in the Cradle by Harry Chapin. American Pie, Don McLean. I'll Melt with You, Modern English. And Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald by Gordon Lightfoot.
No, absolutely not. That we should whoever put the Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald by my good man Gordo on
before
there.
Before you finish, it's G-Mom. Before you finish that thought, that was G-Mom, the last few.
I'm a fighter. I'm a fighter. I love her, but I'll fight her. You do not disrespect Gordo. Rest in peace, Gordo.
The Edmund Fitzgerald is like a Great Lakes
legend. Legend. Absolute legend.
Wreck. Yeah. Like, yeah. It's
just,
yeah. Everyone knows it.
Those are the songs that we should have drafted. All right. Before we get to this week's draft, I must reveal the winner of last year's game and season. Everyone's favorite, Push It to the Limit. Here are the results. And last place with 7 points. You guessed it, Shine.
That game can I hope to never see it again for the rest of my life. Definitely not a strength of mine, thinking on the fly like that, and the types of questions. I wish I would have had some of those names and states or countries that Bo was lined up with, but no, that's just not my jam.
Remember, those don't really help you get the points. It's the game is kind of arbitrary. The points are kind of arbitrary.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, fourth place with one more point. Catman had a solid 8 points last season. So fourth place and Push It to the Limit.
Not last. Not last. Right.
In third place, Push It to the Limit with 10 points was Bomar. Bomar, 10 points. Third place. And second place had 12 points. And first place had 13 points.
Dang.
Second place was J-Cat. And first place was Birdo, unless you count the 1 point that Mark Nolman scored in absence of J-Cat, then it would be a tie. So it's, I'll leave that up to you two. But
it don't matter to me, man.
Well, I certainly didn't win the season, so I'm going to take something, even though I thought there was no way I was winning that game. I did not think I got a lot of points.
13 points.
I'm like kind of shocked by that too. Really?
Assistant Rob, I feel like Bobby. One a week. That's all you need. One an episode, a random.
I guess. Not hating. I'm just.
Yeah. All right, boys. The moment you've all been waiting for, the results from season 8 of Life's a Draft. In sixth place, with an average finish of 4.1.
Ooh.
Mr. Not Last, Catman.
Now you're last.
It matters.
Does not. And in fifth place, with an average finish of 4.0, myself. Fifth place. It's a disappointing season. Every episode, I was either fourth or fifth. It was just brutal, if not sixth. My one win was in the country music draft. Somehow that happened. And we're going to keep moving on. Keep on keeping on. In fourth place, with an average finish of 3.7, was Birdo.
Yeah.
Birdo, fourth place.
That sounds about right.
All pretty close. Pretty close. And the top three places, the average finishes were 3.0, 3.1, and 3.2.
Wow. So
just to show you how close first through third was. In third place, with an average finish of 3.2, was Mr. J. Pat, 3.2 average finish. Podium finish for the season, J-Cat. How you feeling?
I'm gonna grab the champagne, take a bite of my bronze medal, and spray it. Pour some sugar on me, baby, because I thought this season was straight dog balls. So I will take this. I did not do well, in my opinion. So let's roll, man. I'll take this for sure.
You know the old sport adage, like a game is won or lost on two or three plays? Like, mm-hmm. we're literally talking a tenth of a point separated, well, two-tenths of a point separated first, second, and third. That's why.
I wonder how many votes that equals or comes out to.
That's going to be...
Jake had quit. He's so mad that he got 30. He just bounced off.
It's the difference, we'll it's the difference between a third and a fifth in one draft.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is why I'm going to be the second place finish right here.
In second place, with an average finish of 3.1, is Shine. 3.1, second place.
You know what, though? This whole season, I drafted everything me. So to finish second, that's good. I'm taking that, and I'm happy with it. And I'm going to grab myself a beer and celebrate.
So we can all blame the listeners for this. In first place, an average finish of 3.0 is back-to-back champion Bo Mar.
Is that how many back-to-back champions have there been? I know Bobby has.
Yeah, as a previous back-to-back champion, I just want to say, Bo, you're in, you know, glorified. What's the you're
rarefied air?
Rarefied air. You know, hold your hat high, head high. You deserve it. Welcome to the club, the back-to-backers, me and you.
I believe J-Cat won season one and tied season two, so I believe he technically might be a back-to-back.
Yeah, and from shenanigans, I got told I was second place, so.
So my first season, before Bo starts
talking about how much he's going to, you know, be awesome, I'm going to go grab my beer now.
Okay, good.
He's going to try to Kansas City Chiefs.
So my first season was pretty bad at drafting. Then I had to watch. I think, Eric, you won the first season I was on, and then Bobby went back to back. But you know what? Just like those Commanders turning it around, I'm going to make it. I had made it two in a row. Let's make it three in a row. The first trifecta, I think I could do it. Fans, just keep on listening. Keep on voting for me. That's all I got to say. Let's go.
Trifecta.
That's right, boys.
If you're listening, please rate and review the podcast. The more reviews, the more people we will reach.
Now the pressure's on, Brody. There's been no back-to-back-to-back. So we'll see if you can man up and handle this season nine pressure.
You and the Kansas City Chiefs are going for three straight.
You're going to start overthinking. You're
no little dogs.
Make blunders.
No yippy-yaps.
I might be all yippy-yaps.
That's a ridiculous stereotype already. Here we go.
This week's draft.
Al Borland's going to win again.
This week's draft was suggested by listener Nick A. He is a voter, hopefully a listener.
He's a listener. Drafting. He's got a kid on the way. Congrats. I just found out like yesterday.
Congrats. From the Life to Draft crew, many nights you can stay up listening to us. And this week we're going to draft dog breeds. Our favorite breeds of dog. Birdo, starting the season off. Let's go. Do it up.
Yeah, I am not a... I've always said I love other people's dogs. I don't particularly want a dog. A lot of work. They're adorable. My number one pick is a small dog breed with a long body and short legs, also known as the wiener dog. It was developed in Germany over 1,000 years ago to hunt badgers and other burrowing animals. I'm taking a dachshund. Now, I don't know.
Number one overall.
Oh, I love them. I don't know anyone that really has a dachshund, but at work in the morning, we have like almost 200 parents dropping off kids. And some parents, families bring their dog. For the last 2 days, this dog was hanging out the window. It was a dachshund. I was like, yo. And I got to pet the dog today. His head felt like velvet. It was glorious. What is that?
Velvet?
That's a massive pick.
Yes, it is.
People really love dachshunds. Oh, yeah. I've been around a ton of people in my life that own multiple dachshunds and that love dachshunds.
So cute. Wow.
Going on 17 years, of working for Comcast, of which 9, I was in the field
in people's homes.
House, as the only dog to ever viciously attack me was a Dachshund.
Long hair or short hair?
Short hair, and I wanted to kill him. He got me on my forearm, on my elbow, and on my upper arm.
He's protecting
you. Protecting anything.
They're good little ball. Companions, man. They're little like snuggle butts. Like
a football.
No, great dogs. Like, trust me, I like them and all, but it's just funny to me because like people always are wary of larger dogs, right? When you're in the service industry and in people's houses. And the only thing he was about the size of a classic hoagie from Wawa.
They were bred to go into like foxholes and fight badgers. Like, that's kind of like rat. Cool.
Like, I'm going to get a Dachshund named Tunnel Rat.
Basically,
now.
Yeah. Look at it. I mean, come on.
So cute.
I was talking with the kids in Mary Beth today about this draft, and I mentioned docking shits. Yeah, man, they're cute. We might have to get one of those. I was like, really?
Really?
I mean, yeah, that's the only dog I'd be like, let go.
I did not see that coming.
Yeah, I thought you were going to go.
I thought it was going to be a first rounder for sure.
Yeah.
Not on my list, honestly, but.
So here's where it gets interesting. I feel like there's two massive picks. So do I start the season off right and take one of those picks and hopefully get the votes? Or do I draft for me? I'm going to draft for me. So hopefully neither of those slip to Bomar at the end of the first round. But you never know. I'm going to go with if I could have one dog. I'm drafting mainly for cuteness and just the way they look. I don't know if they're going to be hard to manage. I don't care. I didn't look into that stuff. But I'm going with an expensive dog. They're small. Dog. They're somewhat ugly, but they're so funny looking. I'm going French Bulldog. French Bulldog.
Frenchies are awesome, dude.
Are
Frenchies
hilarious.
Are great.
They are so cool looking.
They are
miniature Bulldog. They have erect bat ears.
Yeah, they are great. They are awesome.
The head is large and square. They're just cool looking dogs, but I'm all about them.
People love them. That's huge.
Yeah.
It's just a bulldog, right?
French bulldog.
French bulldog.
Not American bulldog.
Friends of ours have a French bulldog. Her name is Lola. I love her. Nice. Like, she is the greatest little like French bulldog in the history of the world. Like, she's awesome. She's so
yeah, they're, nice. They're cool looking.
Non-sporting dog originated in France.
Mm-hmm.
They are cool, man. They're just cool little dogs, man. Like
they do. They look cool. I don't know. It's just something about them.
Pretty
Go
sure
French Bulldog.
Emily's number one pick would be a French Bulldog.
Nice.
Wow. This little gray one.
People.
We're going to keep it moving. Bulldogs, keep it moving. Keeping it moving. Catman. Master of Cats. Bobby's gold chains. Catman, Master of Cats. Drafted dogs. He's excited for the draft. He's like, there's a lot of dogs, man. I was looking up tons of dogs.
First two dogs standing at 8 inches tall.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I ain't scared.
I feel like there's a monster out there that fell to me that I should take, but I'm going from my heart.
Do you, Cammy? You do you.
I'm going Beagle.
Ah, I'm a hound dog.
Eagle. Now, I know, look, we're not talking like care. I heard they're messy. Right. I have one of our friends has two of them. They're loud. They make a lot of noise. They kill stuff in the backyard all the time. If they get a scent, they're gone. I've heard a lot of stuff about Beagles. But they're like a medium sized dog. That just looks cool. I always thought they were cool looking little dogs. Yeah, I don't know. I'm going Beagle.
Beagle boys.
Small scent hounds that were originally bred to hunt rabbits and hares.
They are cool looking. Like puppies. First of all these puppies are unbelievable. Yeah.
They're like a classic dog. Like that's
dog.
What a dog. A beagle is just like what comes
a dog.
Dog.
Hanging ears.
Beagle puppies are adorable.
Yeah,
it's unbelievable. Solid pick.
Snoopy. Animal. Snoopy's a beagle. So.
We could be naming favorite.
He's like so.
Yeah.
Remember, fictional dogs could be a future draft pick.
Nice
future draft. Fictional animals.
Is an underdog a beagle?
Yeah, I mean, come on, dude. Like
adorable. All right, we're on to J Cat. fourth pick in the dog draft.
I'm absolutely thrilled that this dog breed fell to me. I own one. I've been lucky enough to have about five of them in my family over the years. They are, in my opinion, the greatest dog breed that there is. They're loyal, they're funny, they're loving, they're great with children. They're just everything, you know, you want a dog to be. They think they're lap dogs, even when they're not lap dogs. The Labrador Retriever. Labs are amazing. Simply put, I love my dog Remy more than, you know, anything in this world that's not, like, you know, my immediate family and everything like that. She makes my day brighter. She's goofy, she's funny, she's loving. You know, she's just intelligent and dumb at the same time, if that makes sense. Having a lab is so much fun. They are just a great part of your family. They can be great working dogs, great hunting dogs, service dogs. They just, they are like the Captain America of dogs. And oddly enough, they came from the United Kingdom. So they're not an American breed of dog, but they are synonymous with, like, Americana, like dog owning, dog ownership and stuff like that. So there's my long-winded pick for the lab.
What color would you pick, J-Cat?
I've had just about every single color within the family, but I am partial to a yellow lab. I don't think they make better dogs.
That'd be my choice too.
I was
I'm glad that you picked it because you like them. Like, I wouldn't pick them just because they're one of the most popular dogs. Like, I would not want a lab. They're too big.
Yeah, like, I inundate you guys with pictures of my dog all the time, you know? Like, it's, she's awesome.
We had a black lab at the station. That was a station dog, Moose. Mm-hmm. Man, he passed away, like, last year. I was, like, upset. Like, because that dog was, like, amazing, dude. Yeah, like, awesome. Man's best friend. Like, yeah, everyone's friend, you know? Like, let him out in the morning. He'd go on the boats with us and stuff. Like, sucks, man. Dogs, bro.
Yeah. My, when I was in high school, my, actually, I was in middle school, I think, when my dad and my stepmom, got a dog. It was a Air Force Colonel's dog who was being shipped overseas. He had to be stationed overseas. And for whatever reason, something went on. He couldn't bring the dog with him. Well, the dog's name was Dax, short for Dax von Oberts. Was like a German fighter pilot, like back in like World War One or something like that. This dog knew four different languages, would fall asleep by the pool with mallard ducks curled up next to him and like a squirrel like jumping over his body. He was friend to all creatures. He was like the anti lab, but he was such a great dog. I think he was like the third lab we'd had in the family. But he made such a just an unbelievable impression on everybody that ever met him.
Shine. The fifth pick.
There's so many out there. There's, I personally have only had one dog in my lifetime, but I'm pretty sure I can snag him down the road in a few rounds, maybe even in the fifth round.
I don't know about that, buddy.
But this one that I'm choosing here is fairly new to me, but the ones that I've been around, they just seem like big old giant teddy bears and gentle and just calm. And I think if I were to go down the dog owning road again, it would definitely be in the mix. And I'm taking none other than the Golden Doodle.
You little cracker. You could not give that to me.
Nope. Because you took first place, you jerk.
Oh, hey, I'm back to back.
You're all back, right, to boys. Back, baby. Yeah. Mahomes and Kelsey down there. Ooh. You better have something Ooh. Lined up.
Heavy is the head that wears a crown, punk.
Yep. If I would have won, you could have taken it, but sorry.
What did he pick?
Look at that nice dog. Muffled
for me.
Golden Doodle.
Look at that. Are you gonna bring me first place? Yes.
Yep.
That's not a Golden Doodle, though.
It is. He does not shed at all, which is awesome. I'm all
hypoallergenic dogs that don't shed. Speak up
for Jason. You get everything a lab. And they're like super good with kids. They're super loyal. There's great dogs all in all.
Yep. The ones that I've been around have just been super cool. So they've always kind of been on my radar.
Yeah.
Guy I worked with out in Washington had one and it was massive. I mean, like, its head was like up to my chin. And it looked like Chewbacca whenever it would run in. It was the nicest thing ever. Yeah, was but
Barney Doodle or wild. Golden Doodle?
It was Golden Duty. Wow. Golden Duty.
Golden Duty.
I'm pretty sure it was a Golden Doodle. If I'm looking at the pictures, it kind of fits what it looked like, but
yeah, that's a misconception. Golden Doodles can't, most Golden Doodles are like, I mean, gold, but they can be different colors other depending colors on their parents.
Nice.
All right, Bomer. Back-to-back picks.
Bomer.
Gosh, man, I thought Jason definitely was going to take something. And all right, so Jason took Golden Doodle. I'm going to have to go with the original, the OG, the Golden Retriever. It's a Scottish Retriever hunting dog, but I mean, that's why these Golden Doodles are so good, because the faction from the Golden Retriever, they're super, super gentle. They're actually the best family dog you can have, like for kids and stuff. They're not aggressive at all. So I'm going to have to go with Golden Retriever. The only problem with a Golden Retriever is hair. I mean,
tumbleweed.
I couldn't deal with the hair.
Tumbleweeds.
You have hardwood floors.
And there's one on here I want to take a second, but I know you guys won't even know what it is. And I think I can wait until it comes. And then I'm going to have to go my second pick. I'm going to have to go with the smartest and most athletic and dangerous dog you can have. And that's the Belgian Malinois.
What now?
I don't know.
Belgian. Belgian Malinois.
Malinois.
Yeah, they are all the rage right now in terms of working dogs and like law enforcement and everything like that. They're like a compact version of another dog, basically.
Yeah, it looks like a skinny other type of dog.
Yeah.
They climb up 20-foot walls. Like it's crazy. They run up walls.
It's basically a Belgian Shepherd.
Yeah.
That's like the common name. Yeah.
They're the ones, Eric. They're the dogs that Halle Berry has on
John Wick 2.
John Wick.
Looks like German Shepherd to me. Two German Shepherds. That's what it looks like. Belgian Shepherd, German Shepherd.
Two different countries.
Look the exact same.
German Shepherd is very long.
Way bigger. Yeah.
Okay. Belgian Shepherds. Belgian Malinois. All right, back to you, Shine.
All right, so I played that one well because I knew the Golden Doodle wouldn't get past Bo. This is the one I really wanted to take first because it is definitely and has been for a while my favorite dog breed. They're known for just being silly all the time, high energy, which I know is not a lot of people's favorite, but I'm taking the Boxer.
Yeah, they are. All knees and elbows, those dogs.
They are so fun. We got one in the neighborhood now, and he just comes around. He's just a fun dog, and they always are. I lived with one for a while way back, and they're just affectionate. They're loving, and they're going to be good family dogs too. So, Boxer number two.
Man, Josh got when he got his Boxer. I don't know if you were with us, Jason, but we were passing football at his old place that up there where he lives now. And this Boxer was like 9 months old, and Josh gave me the ball, and the Boxer was trying to chase the ball, and he took my knee out, and I thought I tore like a meniscus or something. It was bad, but I didn't tear anything, but he like literally almost took my knee out.
They're strong.
My family used to breed them. I had a lot of Boxers at my house at one point, like early middle school, fifth, sixth grade. And I also showed them at dog shows.
What? So, is everybody hearing this? Like,
I never knew this about
American Kennel Club Catman?
Yeah. Yep. Went to Newark, New Jersey. We went to shows all the time. This is like probably seventh grade.
Wow.
Interesting. All right. J-Cat, back to you. What dogs have you been showing in middle school?
Chili dogs. I'm going to go back to a dog breed that I had growing up. Was one of my favorites. His name was Saber. He was large and in charge, and nobody would F with anybody in our family. He was a German Shepherd, and he was absolutely amazing. He was like this great, like silvery, like golden, like, you know, in the areas where, you know, they had coloration, and it's like jet black, and he was freaking huge. And I would jump on his back and wrestle with him and like take naps with him. And he was the most gentle dog in the world. But if anybody came around that had malicious intent, that dog like could sense it out of nowhere. And he would just tense up, boom, boom. And he was on and rocking. And we had him for a good long time, but they're super, super loyal. And with German Shepherds, they don't want to die in front of their family because I guess there's like a legend that goes with it that they feel like they're letting their family down because their body's breaking down. They're no longer going to be with them. So, and this has happened a couple times, I guess, from like people around my family. Saber broke loose one day and he went out and passed away in the woods so he wouldn't have to do it in front of the family. Like, it's crazy type thing, man. But I love that dog. He was one of the first dogs I had in my life. I had another dog at the same time, but she was just a mutt, but she was great. But yeah, Saber was awesome. Shepherds are awesome. Sometimes they get a bad rap, but they're great family dogs as well, and also great protectors.
So I'm going to use this moment because we have a friend of mine that listens to every episode, lives up in Pennsylvania. Growing up, he had a German Shepherd, and this dog is the reason that I do love German Shepherds. His name was Wolfgang. And they had a fenced-in backyard. And if you were outside of the fence, Wolfgang was like the scariest dog you've ever met in your life. You took like one toe inside the fence, if you had the guts, or once you learned to have the guts to do that. And it was like, he was your best friend. But I'm telling you, like watching that dog and its teeth like barking at you when you were outside the fence, you were like, I'm not going in that fence. You guys are crazy. But like inside, it was like the most loving dog ever. But yeah, Wolfgang was cool.
He was a German. Where we drafted school toys and Shine would drive by on his big wheels and get shook by the dog. Yes.
That was Rex. He was also a German Shepherd.
Oh, that's what you're talking about.
Different dog, same breed.
We all probably have like neighborhood dog stories. Bear mm-hmm. was the dog that I didn't want to walk by.
We had a bear in Tall Pines as well.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, man.
Oh, back
I'm
to
watching these. Race. I'm watching dogs just fly off the draft board. I'm like, I just got to get through one more.
That's what I'm saying too. I'm like,
I know we've all kind of
got a lot, Bo.
Man, there's so many. I know we've kind of talked about our, you know, personal dog experiences. Being in the Coast Guard for 20 years, I was moving and renting every 4 years. So I didn't know. Having a dog was not an option for me. It just wasn't, because apartments, houses, I didn't know where I was going to be living. I didn't know what the requirements were going to be. It's hard enough as it was to find like a good place to live. So I just didn't have a dog. A lot of other people in the Coast Guard had dogs. So everywhere I went, dogs were at the station. People would bring them to work. You know, this one stuck with me once again. people are going to give me crap for this pick, but I'm going Blue Heeler.
Yeah, dude.
Is that Bluey?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Australian cattle they dog. Are awesome. There was a family in my last 6 months that got transferred to where I was at, and they had a little Blue Heeler. And man, it was so cool.
They do look cool.
I want an
awesome dog.
Like, it was awesome. Like the stereotypical Blue Heeler. And because I remember when he had called and I was asking him the questions like, hey, do you have kids? Like, blah, blah, blah. Do you have a dog? Do you have animals? Oh, yeah, we got a Heeler. I didn't know what that was at the time. I'll be honest, 2019, I was, or 2021. Yeah, I was like, what's a Heeler? Like, I had no idea. I guess it's an Australian cattle dog, but they're called red and blue Heelers. Basically. But I guess there's orange ones too, which look cool. But I'm taking the Blue Heeler or whatever. But they're just cool, man. They look tough. They look mean, but they're not. And they're like, yeah. So
the ears
Yeah, and they always have like patch eyes. Like they just they're cool looking dogs.
They're just they're awesome.
They're super protective. They'll like herd you around that house and stuff.
Dang, I want to get a dog now.
No, I know. Yeah, they're cool.
All right, that was not my pick, so I'm glad. But switch it up a little bit because I think my pick will get past Birdo and come back to me. I don't think this one will. I think someone sent us a GIF of it earlier today with a bunch of them coming out the trunk, I think. But they're just funny looking. I don't know if Bobby would pick this anyway because it kind of is similar looking to a dachshund. But we always joke about getting one. I think G-Mom joked about getting one. They're just small and they're funny looking. I feel like they'd be like a cuddly dog. Give me a corgi. I'm taking a corgi. I don't care if they're yippy. They're just...
They're cool, man.
They're cool looking. Pembroke Welsh
Corgi. Welsh Corgi. Yeah.
That's so good. Capybara of dogs.
Yeah, they're just like cool looking. So I think that would... I thought that was on Bobby's radar, so I'm going to have to snatch it up.
My grandmother had a corgi.
Was it cool?
Yeah, it was cool dog. Dog used to go out with them all the time on the boat. It was a sad story, actually. Dog passed away. My pop-op was driving the boat, and the dog fell overboard, and he didn't even realize it. And they had the dog for like 14 years, and they found him like 20 minutes later, 3 minutes later, floating.
Dang.
Awful. They were tore up about it.
We're gonna edit that out in post.
Or? Yeah. Hey, way to bring the mood way down.
No,
yeah,
I get it, Bo. I get it.
That'll be the stinger.
Yeah.
The dog used to sleep under the they had the wheel, the where you drive at, and
yeah.
The helm. And so my pop-up thought the dog was there, and I guess the dog just saw something and just jumped over. He didn't realize it. So,
dang.
Yeah.
All right, I'm just taking corgi.
Corgis are cool.
I like the corgi, huh?
Yeah. All right, Birdo, back to back.
I think this dog is beautiful, and it's a smaller version of an incredibly famous dog. They look like a giant fluff ball, and there's so many like different colors. Give me a Sheltie. Like a miniature.
What is
wagon.
It?
Sheltie.
A Sheltie.
Bo can't hold his smile back because he knows what just happened.
Oh, bro, that's not the one I sent you the picture of, but it does look like that. It's pretty much the same dog. That is how they are like cool looking.
What'd you say?
It was
that one's sheepdog. I think it's the same.
Yeah.
The same thing. A Sheltie and a Shetland sleepdog are the same thing.
Collie Shetland sheepdog.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
It looked real close. Yeah.
You know what?
That was the dog I had growing up.
What? Sheltie?
Sheltie.
Yeah. Nice. Shine Sheltie?
Yep.
Sheltie Shine?
Sheltie Blanchard?
Toby.
I guess his name wasn't Sheltie.
Yappiest dog in the world.
Toby. Toby the Sheltie. Toby. All right, Birdo. What you got next, boy? Third rounder?
There is another small dog that I think I would like, but I don't think I would like the white hair everywhere. I came across this dog in my research. Looks like a grumpy old man, but it also looks like super like fuzzy and like fluffy and it just looks like a cool dog. Give me the otter hound.
What?
Otter hound.
Oh, my God. Oh, Bobby.
That dog comes out of his mother 90 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah. He looks like a
He probably does that all the time.
Rob goes, Rob, what did you say?
Hey, Bobby.
That's exactly what his voice would look like. Would sound like, holy moly.
Otter.
Wow. The one picture I'm seeing is funny looking.
The otter hound.
115 pounds.
Goodness. Wow. The otter hound.
Plus, is there a cooler name than the otter hound? Like, for real.
No, but my patience paid off.
Is that Benji? Hold on. Is Benji the dog Benji?
An otter hound? No, Benji's a terrier of some sort.
Oh, for some reason, just kind of looked like that to me.
Wow. How many otter hounds are left? Otter hounds are a rare breed with less than 800 otter hounds worldwide. So you get that rare, that variant dog. All right, next pick. My patience paid off. This dog is just cool looking. I know that the hair would be insane all over the place, but their eyes are just so cool looking. Super fluffy. You know you would like grab it and like hug, like wrestle, like Jake has said, wrestle with it. I thought when he said Saber was the name of his dog, I assumed it was this kind of dog. I'm taking a Husky.
Yeah.
Fluffy, back-to-back UConn national champions.
Yeah, they're awesome looking. They can be giant a-holes, man.
Yeah.
They can be they are the a-hole of the dog breed, man. Like of the dog world. Yeah. I'm
here.
They're cool though, man.
They are. They're awesome.
I'm stuck in the Arctic and I need to get across some snow.
You guys can't see it.
Are you Cuba Gooding Jr.?
I might be snow dogs.
Snow dogs?
You can't see
snow dog or no dog.
Eight below.
Eight below, Paul Walker.
Yeah, it rules. Moon Blood God.
Yeah.
All right, Catman. Otter Hound, Husky. Next pick in the third round.
There's not many breeds that are great. But this breed
Scoob?
Is great. Great Dane.
Scoobert Dubert.
They're cool, man.
They are great dogs.
My brother and sister-in-law had one for a while. Her name was Echo, the like sweetest dog ever. Had a lot of they have a lot of problems. Great Danes are big. Their hips go bad really fast.
Big time, yeah.
But we're not talking about that. We're celebrating these breeds today. No, Great Danes are cool. I've known a lot of people that have had them. They're big babies, honestly. Like they giant. Just love it. Yeah, they're big dogs. But I guess they have real bad anxiety though too. They don't like to be left alone. They're actually like better off to be in like smaller homes and like apartments. But cool dogs. Everybody I've known that's had one has enjoyed it. So I was like, man, that's an impressive dog. Like, so I picked two small dogs. I had to pick a big one. So I'm going Great Dane. They're pretty popular. I've known a lot of people that have
them. I Googled Great Dane, Catman, and like the third thing that came down was the Great Dane Pub and Brewery in Wisconsin. In Dane County. Have you been there? Is the question.
No, but I'm going now. I'll make
Great Dane Pub and Brewing Company, local pub brew pub in Wisconsin.
It's Madison. I'll be there in a couple weeks. I'll go.
All right. The Great Dane. Too big, man. It's like a gigantor. It's like a horse.
But it's to scale for you. Like for you and Bobby, you guys being like 6'5", like the perfect dog for you guys.
Nah.
It's a crochy dog.
All right.
J-Cap.
Whenever I see one of these dogs, I love them. They're so cute and just wriggly and wonderful, but they're stocky. But every time I see one, I have to start talking to them in a British accent because their name would be like Churchill or Winston or something like that. Or some people call Meatball. Adam Sandler has one whose name is Bagel. That would be the English Bulldog. They are awesome little dogs. They would kick the living crap out of a French bulldog because we all know the French don't fight. My buddy, Jason Guzik, one of my roommates in college, had had a bulldog, English bulldog. His name was Buster. And we actually brought him in for our public speaking final because Jason was doing his final speech or whatever was about adopting dogs or something like that. And we brought Buster in. To be like the example of adopting a dog or whatever. And I got to be his handler for the day. But yeah, English bulldogs are great, man. They're so cute.
Top quiz. J-Cat. Anyone. What was the bulldog's name in Little Nicky?
Kathy.
What's his brother?
No.
Mr. Clue. Beef. Mr. Beefy.
Mr. Beefy.
Meaty? Yeah.
Meaty from Robin Big.
Mm-hmm. True. Yeah. Mr. We Beefy.
I had a bulldog growing up too. It was Muggsy Mary. That was
Muggsy Mary.
Yeah.
They're fun Muggsy dogs, Mary. Man. They got health problems too, though.
Yeah. One name.
And you got to keep their folds clean, man, around their face.
They get like bad acne too.
Yeah.
Like, and they have breathing issues.
Breathing issues because anytime you shorten the snout and the nasal cavity, it causes issues.
Remember when Beefy or Meaty ate the like chicken bone? Like the, I think it was the first episode of Robin Big, and he like had to like pass it, and they were all remember baby like puppy Meaty when he went.
Yeah, puppy Meaty.
Unbelievable. Yeah, the chicken bones. Like,
okay.
True. Good pick, Jake. All right, Shine.
All right.
Been a while.
So, this is where it starts getting hard when only have so many picks left, and there's lots of different choices out there. But I feel like there's a couple out there whose owners, you know, if they see them on the team, would be pick them right away. And I think this is going to be one of these drafts where someone's going to see the one breed that they like the most and probably choose it.
No.
I'm going to stick with the theme, go in mine. These dogs are, I've been going big the whole day, so I'm going to keep going big. And not many are bigger than these. I'm going with the St. Bernard.
Drool machines.
Yes.
Beethoven.
Yeah.
Well, very popular. Well, in lots of movies and
root beer thing. Where it's like
I've known a few
rescue dog with hot chocolate.
I've known a few in the past, and they're very cool, kind.
Did you see Rob with the barrel on his neck? Yeah, a barrel.
Got the golden doodle, then the boxer, and now the Saint Bernard.
Yeah, Rob with the big dogs, get off the porch. Shine's team.
Go big or go home. That might be my team name.
Big Johnson Kennels.
Rob Bomar, back to you already. Two picks.
All right. So when I was researching dogs before I bought my dog, this was the dog I really wanted, and my girls did not want it. This dog does not, it sheds, but it does not shed as much. It is a German wire-haired Griffon, Griffon.
A Brussels Griffon?
Wire-haired pointing Griffon. That's how you say it. Griffon.
Wire-haired.
There's a short-haired version of that too, right?
There is, but this is the, you know.
What is it?
Wire-haired? I guess that the hair is like bristly on it. But they're good gun dogs, and they're, I guess the short-haired ones are super aggressive, like towards other animals, because they're big-time hunting dogs. This one's a little bit more docile.
There's a TikToker person who has one of these.
I think they're awesome looking.
Shine or Bomar, you're drafting the what? The wire-haired pointing Griffon.
Yep.
Okay. So is it long hair or is it not? Or is it because it looks
kind of sharpy? He picked the long. The reason why I was thinking, I've seen short haired ones before. I'm pretty sure it's the same type of dog, but
it's not. They, I mean, they kind of are, but it's not. It's not.
No, the long haired ones are cooler because the short haired ones, their fur is like brillily patty.
Yeah,
it's like not fun to pet.
Do you guys see the Brussels Griffon? It's like it's like a smash. It's like
and then for my fourth rounder, I didn't know these dogs existed. I mean, I did, but I didn't know they got this big, and these dogs get like really, really big. It was developed by using a Great Dane, some dog I can't pronounce, and a German pincher. And this dog is a giant schnauzer. These dogs, my brother's brother-in-law got one. And
you're picking the giant schnauzer. That's hilarious to me.
They're awesome. The legs on it are awesome. They're just cool-looking dogs. They were developed for like a guard dog almost.
Yeah, giant schnauzer. I wouldn't want to see that thing if I was like trying to run over a fence or something.
They're super, super muscular. I mean, very intimidating when you see them. They're like, my dog, Brew, probably about as big as Brew, but like, I mean, all muscle, like twice as wide.
Yeah. Well, you like get it, like whatever, groomed with like the long, like hair on the face, like almost like a beard. Like,
yeah.
Well, that's how it grows. Well, that's how it grows.
Well, you can cut it. You don't have to.
Yeah.
Would you do that?
So quick story on this giant schnauzer that they have. They left it into the laundry room and they came home and it had moved the washing machine out of the way and took the plug out, the 220 plug out of the wall and chewed it up. Somehow didn't get electrocuted, like tore up like the vent and all kinds of stuff. And I mean, caused a lot of damage. So now they have a lot of money. They put the dog in daycare every day.
That's doggy crazy. Daycare.
Wow.
Every what do you day? Do, man? You can't like get rid of it. Like, you know,
doggy daycare. Like, yeah. It's crazy.
Ruining your house. And
yeah. Well, I mean, they were scared. It's going to eat something and
kill
himself.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, Sean, we're back to you.
Back fourth to me. Rounder. This is a type of dog. I've always thought they're like just really good looking dogs. And then when I looked it up, the description I first saw was broad head, short fur, and super muscular. So I was like, oh man, it's like me, like a dog. And I'm going with a Rottweiler.
Mm-hmm. Broad head.
Rotties are great, man.
Super muscular. So it's kind of like a shine dog. But they named it Rottweiler instead. No.
Their hips go bad, though, really fast. Yeah. Just like all Shine's metatarsal. Dogs, man.
Yeah.
But
yep. They're really cool, though.
I was like, good dogs. I feel like they always have a bad rep, but
always
super loyal.
Yeah, the aforementioned bear of Tall Pines was a Rottweiler owned by a biker named RJ. So automatically, everyone thinks that's bad news. That dog was the sweetest dog in the history of the world, and RJ was the coolest dude ever. Like, you know, all he wanted to do was drink his beer, ride his motorcycle, and, you know, other things that he liked to do, you know.
Take care of his son, Spider Rambo.
Yeah, pretty much. yeah, bear was a great dog.
Compare him.
Rottweiler.
Now get over here. Pet this dog. Okay.
That blows my mind every time you bring that kid up because, I mean,
Spider Rambo?
First friend in Delaware.
Your first friend?
Uh huh.
All right, J-Cat, back to you.
Otterhounds.
Rottweilers.
Oh.
It is now time for me with my fourth round pick to honor my favorite dog that I've ever owned in my life. I was lucky enough to have this little white ball of fluff in my life for over 18 years. She passed away last August, or we had to have her put down. Never a dog breed that I would ever have sought out for myself to purchase or, you know, or to adopt or whatever. My Maltese, Dixie, aka Noodle Dog, New Doo Dog, and all the other nicknames that I might have from her.
New Doo Dog.
Yeah. Simply put, the greatest dog I've ever owned. We kept her short. Most people will notice, know Malteses for having long flowing hair. If you ever see him at the AKC championships that Rob would frequent when he was young, they would have, you know, a lot longer hair. We kept her shorter, but she's hypoallergenic, didn't shed. Their fur is more like human hair than it is like dog hair. But you talk about a loving, happy, wonderful little soul. Greatest lap dog ever. Greatest cuddle bug. So good with everybody. She was an absolute legend. They're great dogs. No list of dog breeds would ever be complete for me without mentioning the Maltese and giving love to my baby girl who's up there in heaven waiting for me.
Maltese.
Guys, I just let my dog out.
Let the dog out.
This is a collar that you put on the neck.
Mm-hmm.
Bet you won't.
And it's a
shocker.
It's kind of like a shocker, but it's not. It's like a muscle tensor, dude. It was off, and my dog took off after deer in the woods. I could not see where he was. He wouldn't come back.
Is he gone?
No, he finally came back. I had run into the woods. Freaking yelling.
All right. So our first punishment for the season is the
long shocker collar
of this draft has to get shocked by the shock dog. It's
not shocked.
No, I ain't doing that.
It's not. It's not that bad.
It sucks. Like the back in the day when the real shock ones.
Oh, the shock
in college. Ones. Yeah, we did it a couple times in college. Wow, that was wild.
I've done this a whole bunch of times. It's not like I can't feel it. So it goes up to 100, and I can't feel it until like 31.
Look, y'all, I'm real right now. Rob,
you're laughing, even... but Peyton, hold on. Peyton, my daughter, she tried it at 100. I got her at 100.
Oh, people listening to this, man. You can't wait.
she wanted to do it. It's fine.
I'm not trying to be that person, but there's no way that I'm reading The Missing Chums and doing 3,000 book reports on it, and that being the last punishment for a last place finish. So y'all need to – I've been every couple episodes just kind of throwing one randomly out because that was what we decided on. We can't be like – have to be random. So, look, Bo wants to do it anyway. So he's going to lose this draft. And he's
Bo's clearly done it multiple times already, even his children in his house. So I don't know how it's like a punishment. Like, it sounds like what they do on Saturday night for, like, fun. Like, so, like...
break out the wine, break out the muscle tensing collar, let's go!
Bob is coming over Saturday.
Turn it up!
Alright, let's get back on track.
You start at 50 in this house with the muscle tensor.
Your next dog pick, Catman.
Oh, speaking of, I'm going with this dog. It's kind of local. It's from near where we're from. It's the Chesapeake Bay Retriever.
Mm.
Also known as a Chessie.
Chessie.
Large, powerful, and agile dog breed that is comfortable on land and in water. Known for their stamina, tenacity, and marking abilities. Solid colored, with coats that range from chocolatey brown to sedge or dead grass.
Question, is there such thing as
a Green Bay
Retriever?
No.
And that's why you should move home.
It's a hunting dog.
There's a former Green Bay receiver in New York now.
Chessie.
And the color is dead grass.
I love with Chessies, like their haunches, like right above like where their back is, where their tail is, like after they get out of water, like it'll be all like, you know, like frizzled up. Like you can tell. It's just like so cute.
They have like curly hair.
Mm-hmm.
And they just look like, I don't want to say cock diesel, but they do.
Diesel.
Oh, they are. They're great.
Real quick, Nate, neighbor had a Chesapeake Retriever, and
did it die?
Boat and die.
And the dog got out. The dog got out of the house. We just got back from a fishing trip, so I had like 3 pairs of pants on, including snowboard pants, and because it was cold outside. The homeowners come running out and they're yelling like, get him. Cause they were scared that he was going to get hit by a car. So I went to go grab him. And you know, when you look at a dog and they just had those crazy eyes, you know, you better back up. And as soon as I went to like, grab him, he looked at me and he turned his head and bit my ass. I mean, excuse me. I mean, bit it, punctured it.
So yes, Mr. Postman.
And
the lady.
So he got meat.
Dude, he
got meat with 3 pairs of pants. He got meat.
Dude, 3 pairs.
Dude, if you didn't have those pants on, dude, you would have lost the shank.
So, anyways, the story gets funnier because the homeowner was like, I gotta see it, like blah 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 blah. Like she wanted to see where he bit me, how bad it was.
Yeah.
Is that before Amanda?
Well, she had money, and she's scared she was going to get sued. Is what?
Oh, for sure. That's what I.
Well, I would have had the money too then. Oh, that looks about like
$10,000. Oh, I can't walk. I can't walk.
But dude, Chesapeake Retrievers, man, they're very loyal to their homeowners, and they're very like.
They're wild.
Don't mess with them.
Mm-hmm. I just think they're cool looking.
They're good hunting dogs. They're very good hunting dogs.
All right. I'm next. I am taking this dog, not the musical artist. These dogs are always sweet. So a lot of dogs that look like them, breeds. So much straight Pitbull. Pitbull.
Also your favorite artist.
American Pitbull. You just said there's the ones that are like super beefy and like point cropped ears, but I like the ones that like American Pitbull, black and white. They're just cool. They're just cool dogs, man.
The American Staffordshire Terrier.
Got that on my list too. But yeah, I mean, look at like a gray Pitbull. They're so cute. They're like soft.
The blue, blues, awesome, yeah, man.
Yeah, like cool. The one John Wick. If we're that black, like charcoal looking one. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm just going cool, man.
Pitbull.
I could have taken like all Pitbull Bulldog.
Picks. Dude, I love them. They're such great dogs. They're so sweet, and they're all man. They're so wriggly too. They're just a wiggle pup.
I mean, they get bad raps, but
they do dogs. Because. You know, morons like to do dumb things with them.
Yeah.
Like Atlanta Falcons.
They protect.
Yeah, old Mike. Like that stash, broke my heart.
All right, Birdo.
Goodness.
All right.
Last two picks.
My fourth round pick will be probably one of the most unique looking dogs that I would say. They're also known as the poor man's racehorse. Give me a whippet. They're like, what?
Snowball? You're
picking a Whippet?
I think they would
the worst.
Why?
Santa's Little Helper?
They're terrible looking.
Yeah, and they used to ruin my football field when they come down and the rescues.
I try not to hate on people's picks, but that's not – I don't want to be immediately negative, but
– I was going to joke. Who would pick a Whippet or a Greyhound?
I would pick a Whippet if you're talking about something that comes out of a can because, wow, that's a good time.
First off, the hate towards this poor animal. Secondly,
they're ugly.
Very different. And I could be.
It's a nice way to say ugly, Bobby.
I could say, like, let's chill. Like, they look so.
Let's chill.
Like, they look just like chilling.
Yeah, I guess.
Rob, look up the boar's door.
Sweater in the summer. That's what that looks like.
Nah, man. I can see. Look, they're long and skinny. Like me, you know, I can rock with a Whippet. Look at this.
It looks like a Borzoi, but like short hair. Look up
a Borzoi. People look this dog up when they vote because you will be in last place.
They'll know what a Whippet is. They know it's like a Greyhound.
It is Santa's Little Helper, though, isn't it?
It is.
Isn't that what?
Santos L. Helper?
Yeah, Whippets are like
according to Brian's credit card.
Is that your biggest dog, Birdo?
What?
Is that your biggest dog?
Otterhound would be the biggest.
Dude, that thing is a rat on long legs.
I would punch that dog if it came anywhere near me. And I love dogs.
Whippets reach the beach.
You're not fast enough, J-Cat.
That is a pitiful looking thing.
It looks like little. You're telling me you would not.
No, I would not. Look at that thing.
It kind of does look ratty. A little bit.
Look. rat ad, 100% rat ass.
Why does a
vacuum whippet... that dog? Man.
It's Splinter.
All right, Birdo, fifth rounder.
There's really only one reason I picked this dog. Because what's the story, Wishbone? Give me a Jack Russell Terrier.
I almost picked that.
Good call.
Cool.
Yeah, Jack Russells are cool, man.
They're cool, especially if they have like a little gruff around their nose and they're not too short. Look like wise. So give me a Jack Russell.
Look wise.
Like those stuff. Like all I think of Wishbone is like him with like a Robin Hood like hat with like a red feather. Is that like one episode or is that like his thing?
I was laughing because I just was looking up images of my next dog and there's like an image of it just like it's like a stock picture on Amazon like taking a dump and I don't know what it is. I'm gonna show you. I'm like, what the heck?
The second picture on Google.
Isn't it Baxter too? Wasn't Baxter a Jack Russell?
Anchorman?
He had a whole wheel of cheese. I'm not even angry.
You punted Baxter.
All right, my next pick. I don't know anybody who has one. I don't think I've ever even seen one in purpose. I don't think I've ever seen one in person. It's just a cool looking dog. Because this is the Dogecoin dog. It's the Shiba Inu. It kind of looks like a fat fox. But look at how cool it looks. Like a pup. Look at the puppies.
I've seen those, yeah.
and just kind of cool looking. I'm going to take a Shiba Inu as my fifth rounder.
Yeah, it's the medium size of the Inu breed of dog.
Sorry. Yeah, I don't know about any Inus.
This is like one of the... I'm sorry, you're going to send it. You beat me to
what
it.
What is it?
It's like the third picture. It's like a statue of it pooping.
Yeah, it's like a statue pooping. I don't know what that is, but... Yeah, I'm going Shiba Inu. It looks like it'd be a cool dog. I don't know anything about it.
You're walking it at the park. People are like, oh, it's a cool dog. What kind is it? It's a Shiba Inu.
Yeah, Japanese dog.
Yeah, well, the movie Hachi was about it with Richard Greer. You guys see that? It's a good one.
Really?
Hachi? Yeah, Hachi was good. Hachi?
Yeah, it's based on a book, yeah. But
Doki Doki Gojira. Hachi Jirachi. Have you seen the movie Hachi with Richard Greer? Richard Gere.
That was the question. Dog's Tale. That's a real movie.
It's a great movie, guys.
I'm not hating. Wow, yeah. It's like...
If there's a dog in it, there's pretty much a chance I'm going to watch a movie unless it's a Whippet. But I'm telling you, dogs are big sellers in movies.
A Dog's Tale, Hachi.
If anyone's wondering, the translated name for Shiba Inu is the Brushwood Dog.
They are also buttholes.
Well,
they're good. They're not good in multi-dog situations.
Ain't got multi-dogs.
If anyone's still wondering, I'm still mesmerized by this Whippet dog.
Why? I don't get it. Sweet.
It's sweet.
It is not.
All right, Catman. Fifth rounder. Shiba Inu's off the board.
So this is a
Whippet's
dog
off the board.
This is a dog I kind of discovered through research. All right, I've heard the name, but I didn't really know what it was, and it's cool. I just think it's a cool looking dog, and I don't think it's going to get me any votes, but I don't care. The Rhodesian Ridgeback
is a large, Ridgeback.
Muscular, athletic dog breed that originated in southern Africa. The breed is known for a ridge of hair that grows down the center of its back in the opposite direction from the rest of its coat. Mm-hmm. Rhodesian Ridgebacks are known for their ability to track and bay lions without
lions.
Killing. It hunted lions.
That's what it was bred for, dude. It's nuts.
Oh my word. I can't believe you picked that. My cousin has had a Rhodesian Ridgeback for years. Multiple, couple of them.
They're cool, man.
They are awesome.
It's like generic dog, but
are
like...
picture.
Oh, yeah. It is a generic dog, right?
Because I was telling Autumn, I was like going over stuff. I was like, Rhodesian Ridgeback? And she was like, it just looks like a dog. And I was like, yeah. Like... But they look cool.
Oh, spell Rhodesian.
Who, me?
So, yeah, I'm going Rhodesian Ridgeback.
Wow,
I mean,
the company Roback? It's like a
R-O-B-A-C.
Is that what it is?
Now that I'm looking at it.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Wow.
What'd you say?
Worlds collide.
Yeah. Pardon my take.
The Roback question of the week.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. It all makes sense.
The Ridgeback? What? Roback?
Roback, like clothing. Rhodesian Ridgeback, Roback.
I don't know anything about it. I don't know what that means.
You don't listen to PMT, boy. But yeah, anyway, they're sponsored by them, Roback. But their logo is a little dog. And now I just realized that it's literally a Rhodesian Ridgeback.
It is. Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
It's probably why I like it.
All right. J-Cat?
Well, it's fifth round. I doubt anyone's going to get to the fifth slot in here. I'm taking this. It's the ancient breed of Australian wild dog. It might eat your baby. The dingo.
We're drafting wild dogs now.
It's a dog, dude.
You can have dingos.
You can get dingos. Yeah, dingos. Really?
Yeah.
It's a dog.
It was the first domesticated species of dog introduced to Australia back in, like, I don't know, 18th century or something like that.
They'll fight kangaroos and stuff, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Dingo. Funny name for him.
I thought this was going to be an incredibly short pod. I'm like, how much can we talk about dogs? It's 10:30. We're not even done.
All right.
A lot of
dingo.
Mm-hmm.
Shine.
Well, big dogs. I got to continue it this way. I think I've only been around one or maybe two of these type of dogs, but I do believe the owners of these types of dogs are, they're very loyal both ways. I'm thinking the Bernese Mountain Dog.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, good looking dog. They shed a ton. You have to really take care of their coat. Definitely high maintenance, but I feel like the ones I've known, the owners, it's like that's their life, is their dog.
Yeah. They are big cuddle bugs too, man. They are awesome.
In the third round, you drafted a St. Bernard, and in the fifth round, you drafted a Black St. Bernard.
I know. they are very close, but they're different in ways, and I'm okay with that. Both of them are good dogs.
All right. Bomar, the last pick in the dog draft.
So I saw this dog in Tractor Supply about a month ago picking up dog food. And I can't explain how massive this dog is. And I think it would be cool to have one of them. I just don't know how you could handle it, but they're a pretty dog, man. King Corsos.
Yeah. Italian Mastiff.
I don't know much about them. They're huge. I'm going to send you guys a couple pictures.
Great dog. When I was working down at the Rudder, our bar manager, Donna, and her boyfriend, Steve, had one. He was a great dog. They'd bring him in every once in a while after everybody had cleared out, and he would hang out, but he was huge, man. Yeah, beautiful coat, too.
It's like a Great Dane pit bull mix.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sweet, though. Sweet dog.
Whip it.
Take a whip over this thing. And it looks terrifying.
Oh, $150 tech vest. Thanks a lot, Rob.
Yeah, they're huge, man.
It doesn't look friendly.
Taken down the line. Like,
I don't think they really are. But the one I saw in Tractor Supply obviously was. Dude, I'm telling you, it was massive.
You want this thing to come home to this monster?
It would definitely murder you in your sleep. Like, eat your face.
Murder dog.
King Corso. All right, Bomar. You know what that means. Last pick. First honorable mentions.
I'm going to be honest with you. Let me look what I got here.
Giant Dog 1, Giant Dog 2, and Giant Dog 3.
End it.
So, American Bulldog. Did anybody pick that?
Mm-hmm.
No, but I almost did.
Oh, English.
Yes. Yeah, so right. My brother rescued an American Bulldog. He named it Dewey, after Dewey. And then I only have one other one, and it's a Bernese Mountain Dog mixed with a poodle, Bernie Doodle. That's it. All big dogs, baby. Go big or go home. Maybe that's my team name.
True.
Good call. Dog jumped off the boat.
Shine.
Poor dog. I'm going with Border Collie as my first. Pug as my second.
Pugs are cool, man.
I am fairly surprised a pug did not get picked at some point through this draft. And then one of my favorite dogs in my life, I couldn't pick because she was a mix, a little bit St. Bernard and a little bit of unknown. I'm going to just throw out the mutt out there because some of the cooler dogs can definitely.
Mutts are awesome.
Knew it. I knew it.
What? And her name was Bailey. Bailey Dog. She was the only other dog that I've really ever lived with fairly long term. She was my dog. We were besties.
All right. J-Cat?
Redbone Coonhound. We had one in college. We named him Boomhauer after the character from King of the Hill. His nickname was Boomer. He was a great dog. Biggest ears you've ever seen on a dog. It was awesome. Then the next one, Avishla. They're really, really good dogs. They're high energy, high motor dogs. A buddy of mine who has a farm in Lincoln had two. Nigel passed away a couple years ago, but he's got Lucy still. They're fantastic.
Nigel.
It's really good. Nigel was a good lad. He was a good lad. Loved him a lot. Good boy. And then because one of my favorite dogs I've ever owned. A lot of people feel some kind of way about them or whatever. But if they're good enough for Taco Bell, they're good enough for me. Chihuahuas, I own two in my lifetime, Peppy and Ginger. They're great dogs. They're just awesome.
Yeah, man.
Alaskan Malamutes.
Mm-hmm.
They're like huskies on steroids. They're like twice the size of huskies. We had one that was named Lobo when I was little.
Wow.
Sweet.
Wolf and Stani.
Yeah, for sure.
Puppies Doberman, are those are unreal.
Dobermans are cool. They look mean.
Doberman what?
Pinchers. Pincers.
Okay. I don't pincers. Know. I was just curious if you said pincer. I was hoping you didn't, but I don't know what it's right.
And then Dalmatians. I'm surprised Dalmatians didn't get picked. They're just cool. They're like not the best dogs. Like
they're also a-holes. Yeah.
But they're cool, and they look cool on a fire truck, man. It's like
yeah, they do. My cool. My sister and brother-in-law had a bunch of Dalmatians. Axel was cool. He was the coolest one of them all. But spotted dogs, man.
All right, I got a Boston Terrier. It's pretty close to a French Bulldog, so I didn't pick that. A Bull Terrier.
Yeah.
Please look up Bull Terrier and tell me you wouldn't laugh. It's Spuds McKenzie, but it's hilarious looking.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like little side eyes and a long nose.
Yeah. I would just rub from his eye to his nose like all the time.
Yeah, for sure. And I'm going to spell it for you because it's pronounced weird just so you can look it up. It's a Samoyed. It's Samoyed.
Fluffmaster.
The giant
Samoyed.
Yeah.
It looks awesome. Like, look how cute and fluffy that thing is. Like a giant cotton ball. Not to be confused with an underage Bichon, but that thing looks awesome.
Oh, it's definitely the dog from The Proposal with Ryan Reynolds and what's her face?
Sandra Bullock.
Yeah, Sandra Bullock. That's the dog that she tries to give to the eagle to get her cell phone back.
Yeah.
All right, and Birdo?
In lieu of picking breeds, I'm just going to name three dogs that are no longer with us that deserve a shout out. Abner, Princess Abigail Rose Dog.
Yeah.
Frida. She rolled, because I know he's going to hear this, Inky.
Oh, smelliest dog in the history of the planet. One time Tommy fell asleep with Inky and woke up and went to school without taking a shower. He smelled like Inky the whole day at school. Inky was a good dog, though.
All right, boys, that was the dog breed draft. Thanks to Nick A. for suggesting that topic. I think it was a good one. Mm-hmm. Before we wrap up, we got a couple quick things to do. First, we're going to come to Catman. Catman has some cat facts for us. And now it's a dog episode, but get ready for some cat facts each episode. So, Catman, take it away.
Let's do it.
What do you got?
So, for the first episode with cat facts, we're going to take it back to the start, right? People say dogs are man's best friend, but in actuality, cats have been man's best friend for longer. There's evidence, science, archaeology.
Egyptians.
Nope. There's actually some recent data that shows that it predates Egyptians. 2004, archaeologists discovered the remains of a cat and a human in a Neolithic grave in Cyprus. Cyprus is also an island, by the way, so that means the cats got there by boat somehow. The cat was buried with the human, and both skeletons were positioned symmetrically with their heads to the west. The cat was a large wildcat, similar to the African wildcat, and was buried with decorative artifacts like seashells, polished stones, and flint tools. The grave's rich offerings and the cat's close proximity to the human suggested a strong relationship between the two, the way they were positioned in the grave. The discovery pushed back the date of cats as pets by more than 5,000 years and is considered the earliest evidence of feline domestication in the world. It also suggests that cats may have been encouraged to settle in villages to control mice, a scenario similar to ancient Egypt. That is your cat fact.
Meow.
I'm pinching all the listeners the back of the neck.
Picking them up.
Thank you, Catman. Before we wrap up, I made a new game in lieu of the game that we previewed at the end of last season. I felt like it was too hard to come up with things every time, especially when it has to be one word, and I just didn't like the way it was going. So, this game, you will need either your phone or just a little piece of paper just so you can write down your one answer. And just to show me, so we don't have any swindlers out there, like, yeah, I'm saying that too. We'll do the honor system, but the game is called Four Facts. I'm going to give you four facts about something, this case being a dog, and you have to try to guess which dog breed it is. So number one, I'll give you the four facts. You just write down what dog breed you think it is. Number one. This is an accomplished hunting dog. It has number two, it has three different types of coats. It was the first Olympic mascot in 1972 Labrador. In Munich.
Yeah, write it down, Bo.
Ow.
I don't know what he said anyway. First Olympic mascot in 1972 in Munich, Germany. And it was Britain's first clone dog. It was this type of breed. Britain's first clone dog.
So what are we supposed to do if we have the answer?
Right, just write it down and I'll ask you in a second. Show me what you think it is. Bobby says Beagle. Catman, what did you say?
German Shepherd.
German Shepherd. J-Cat.
Labrador.
Labrador. Bomar.
English Lab.
English Lab. And Shine.
Shepherd is what I wrote.
Shepherd.
Guys, they're all. Just type it in the chat.
Oh, I'm messing this all up now. Goodness.
It doesn't matter. I got it. It doesn't matter. The correct answer. I had to make a swerve for one of the facts because one of them was mentioned earlier. The first fact was it was bred to hunt badgers.
Dachshund?
So the correct answer is the dachshund.
Wow. The dachshunds.
Number one points.
Number one overall pick. No points were awarded for that one. So I didn't want to throw that. That's where the hunting dog came in. All right. Dog number two. President Warren Harding and Calvin Coolidge both had this type of dog. One was named Oh Boy, and one was named like Oh Boy and Boston Beans. The second fact, it's the most popular dog mascot in sports. Number three fact, about 80% of these dogs are birthed via C-section, and they are not great swimmers. Two presidents had these dogs. Show me what you think it is. Jason says Bulldog. Bobby says Bulldog.
That's what I said.
Bo says Bulldog. J-Cat says Bulldog. Catman, what'd you say?
Husky.
Husky. The correct answer is Bulldog. Bulldog.
Georgia, what up?
You see that now?
It was like over 49 mascots or something that had that. All right.
I can think of Fresno State and Georgia.
But a Hoya ain't one of them.
No.
Butler.
Oh, true. All right.
Number three. First fact is they are not related to bulldogs. That is a common misconception, but they are related to the Pekingese. This might be the best fact of all. A group of them is called a grumble. Third fact, they were a symbol for the Freemasons. And according to the American Kennel Club, the double curl of their tail is, quote, perfection. So dog has like a double curled tail. It's perfection. Shine says pug. Rob says pug. Bobby says Sharpei. J-Cat says pug. Bomar does not have anything. The correct answer is, in fact, pug.
Man, pug. I thought it was pug.
With a small dog, I could not think of it.
Until you said the curled tail. I didn't know they had curled tails.
J-Cat, Shine, and Catman got the point for that.
We got a pug across the street from us.
Doug the pug. Pugs. A group of them is called a grumble, by the way. Hey, look at that grumble of pugs over there. Grumble over there. All right. Number four. They are always white. They are prone to dental issues. They're French. And Italian sailors would take them on ships for bartering. There are two pretty big facts out there that I mentioned that maybe would give it away. Always white, prone to dental issues, French, and they would be traded on Italian ships.
Dilt.
Shine says dilts. J-Cat and Bra both say poodle.
I said Maltese.
Bobby, you said what?
Pekingese.
Pekingese. And Bo said what?
Maltese.
All of those are incorrect. This was mentioned earlier. They may or may not be underage. But that is the Bichon Frise.
Wow. Bichon Frise.
Underage. They're
always white. They are French. And they are
underage.
They were bartered.
What are they called?
Bichon Frise.
Bichon Frise.
Bichon
Frise. B-I-C-H-O-N. It's like Bichon. A little fluff ball. It's like a little cotton ball, though.
May I say how much I like this one? So much more than the last one.
Yeah.
All right, Shine. Last chance. Number five. Last one. First fact, their dense coat doesn't require clipping or trimming. They are naturally clean. They are high energy and they run long distances. They're very talkative. They're known for their jabbering, groaning, and grumbling. Many will howl at sirens and other high-pitched noises. But did you know their howl can be heard from miles away? And many eye colors and very friendly despite their appearance. Bobby says greyhound. J-Cat.
I went labradoodle. Sean
said husky. Yep. Bo, you said what?
Hound dog.
Hound dog. And Rob said labradoodle. The correct answer is wrong. Husky.
Husky. I don't know why. I was like writing it. And I was like, this is wrong.
The eye colors. I didn't mention it earlier when I drafted it, but they have those different eye colors sometimes.
What was the first chromatic?
And then I didn't mention it the part naturally either, clean, but
their coats don't require clipping or trimming.
The only time I've ever been bitten by a dog was a husky, and I have the marks on both sides of my right hand to prove it. That sucker got me, and he got me good. And he was blind at that. Blind, blue-eyed husky. Mm. Never forget it.
Like the dude who found snake eyes, but like in dog form.
Like they've never been my favorite dog ever since.
Boys, that was a new game. Four facts. J-Cat with three. Birdo, Bo, and Catman with one. And Shine also with three. So 3-1 lead. Running tally for the season. Don't miss any episodes. Could cost you. Closing thoughts on the first episode in season 9. Catman.
I feel like we got a lot of deep cuts, but I feel like people love dogs. I think we're underestimating how much people love dogs across the board. So curious to see what the voting is and what the numbers are.
Needs more dog.
That should be my team name, Red Tick Beer. Needs more dog. I feel like this draft is going to come down to that single pick. Oh, I have that dog. It's my favorite dog. But I feel like Shine with the Golden Doodle and a Boxer, solid squad. Bomar, Golden Retriever, that alone I think is an, I don't know. The rest of that team's kind of random, in my opinion.
Yeah.
J-Cat, Sherman Shepherd, Lab, English Bulldog, three monsters. Birdo, I don't know, man. I don't know.
And my team, not with that whippet.
Hopefully the Bulldog, French Bulldog, and the Husky will carry me. Pitbulls, people like them, but.
If I come in last place because and Bobby beats me with a whippet, I'm going to be pissed.
I will say this, Bomar. There's been lots of good athletes that have won back-to-back championships, but only the truly great ones have won three in a row.
Bro, so your teammates got to be whip it good, right? Like, I know you hate the song, but I feel like
you're sailing it in with this one. You're sitting on your two titles, your back-to-backness, and you're just going to send this one in.
See, first episode's a big one. I Shine. Closing thoughts on the episode.
I think those were mine. I had fun with this one. We don't own a dog. We have three children. That's enough for us. I wouldn't be opposed to it if the opportunity presented itself, and I think the kind that we would get is on my list. So moving on to episode 2 here.
One more. Closing thoughts.
Robbie legit painted a whippet while we were talking.
Rob.
I thought it was a good draft. I love dogs. Wish I got my Labradoodle and or a Lab as my number one pick, but I'll be all right with Golden Retriever. Like I said, if hopefully the listeners listen and Bobby comes in last place because he deserves last place in this one.
J-Cat.
Even though I am a self-proclaimed or known as a cat, I love dogs. I love cats as well. They're just awesome. They are some of the most selfless beings God has ever created. I say it often, we do not deserve them. Been lucky enough to have them as part of my family growing up. Even if we weren't the richest folks, we always took care of our dogs, made sure they got taken care of, made sure they had their treats, their toys, lots of love. So there'll always be a fondness and a soft spot in my heart for our canine companions. I kind of think this is a little bit different. I think this is more nuanced than what we think it's going to be in terms of, oh, I love Labs or, oh, I love Huskies. Dog people love all dogs, and there's a lot of awesome breeds out there. So I think this is going to be one of our more multifaceted drafts where I don't think it's going to be a big one breed that's going to really sway it. I think it's really going to be the culmination of probably your first 3 to 4 picks just to hold this world's attention.
Culmination.
I like my team. I do. I think it holds strong. We'll see. Who knows? I mean, whatever. Maybe, right? But had fun. It was a good one. So let's rock and roll. Let's see what we got.
Maybe we can get the wives to start voting and sending it out again because the votes have been lacking.
I try to guilt her into that all the time. Yeah. The
dog draft. And if you can't vote for dogs, then
what title for man's best friend.
Oh, man's best friend is a good one. You guys agree with that?
Yeah.
Yep.
But right, yeah, because Catman actually told us who man's best friend really was. So that's a multi-layered title right there. So you think we're talking about dogs. Catman's like, oh, contraire, mon frere, don't you even go there.
No way he was getting buried with the dogs back in the day.
Hey, dog.
Hey, dog.
That's going to be my team name.
Sweet and sour pork.
Yeah.
This was one of the harder drafts for me. I don't have strong opinions on a variety of dogs. I just want a dachshund. And
whip it.
And now I think I don't have to get a whippet. But it was funny. I think this is going to be a draft like the colors draft, where it would be a lot easier for people to see the team visually. It would help. And good times once again, starting off season 9 with a bark. And my verse will be Hebrews 5:9.
That's going to do it for another episode of Life's a Draft, where none of our picks will be considered Mr. Irrelevant. Please subscribe and thanks for listening. Kaboom!
Can I tell y'all a story about snow dogs? When I worked at Clemson Elementary, like one of the stations kids could go to was a movie station. And one of the kids picked the movie Snow Dogs. And this kid walks in the room, goes... And the title came on, Snow Dogs. He goes, Snow Dogs, kind of like, come on, dogs, and just walked out the room.